Almost 8,000 residents of aged care in Australia are suffering COVID infections. Many are locked in their rooms, isolated, with alarming implications for their physical and mental well-being, experts say. And staff of the facilities, well, they too continue to carry infections to work with them. They're also suffering burnout, with many deserting the sector, prompting this response from the Federal Minister for Employment, Stuart Robert, on Channel 9 this morning.
$17.7 billion went into the aged care system. 89 million RAT tests ordered, all coming through in January and February to support our aged care workers. And of course, as a workforce minister, Carl, we're super keen to get more and more Australians into this vital area. That's why there's 37,000 free training places through JobTrainer.
The minister also deflected reports that some in aged care are now missing meals, water and medication. So after a Royal Commission into Aged Care delivered a scathing assessment and 2 years of tragedy for those living with and working in the aged care industry in this pandemic, what is the current situation? Well, Professor Cathy Eagar is the director of the Australian Health Services Research Institute at the University of Wollongong. I spoke with her earlier.
What I'm getting from lots of people in the sector is a sense of absolute desperation. There just aren't enough staff at the moment. The system is literally on its knees and they're not getting the support they need. Nobody working in aged care would ever want a resident to miss getting a glass of water to keep them hydrated or to miss a meal. But unfortunately, that is exactly what's happening and it's not the fault of the staff.
So why is it happening? Whose fault is it?
Well, I think it reflects the systemic problems that we've had in aged care literally for a decade that were the subject of a Royal Commission. And, you know, government put a lot of money into aged care in the budget last year, but we are yet to see any genuine improvement on the ground. And if I go back to the budget last year, while there was money for more staff, there was not 1 cent to pay them more. So when you're earning $22, $23 an hour, why would you take that job by choice, given the level of risk that you are now in working in this sector?
Can you paint a picture for us, Cathy, of how many homes and residents are currently in lockdown because of COVID?
So the situation across the country is now really very scary. We have 2,700 homes in Australia, and 44% of them are in lockdown today. And that equates to 7,800 residents being locked in and 11,200 staff working in those homes who are actually trying to do the best they can.
So a lot of COVID in those homes. How is it getting in?
The most common way, and we've seen this in 2020, last year and again so far, is via staff. But we're also now seeing some COVID that got into homes over Christmas with family members visiting, and that really has raised the whole issue about access to rapid antigen testing.
So what needs to happen with staffing? Because as you say, we had a Royal Commission, it talked about staffing among many other rather grave revelations. What should the situation look like to avoid, you know, this repetition of this pattern?
The Royal Commission recommended and government accepted our recommendations about staff ratios, but they don't take effect until October this year. We know the evidence is very clear. We need more staff, better skill mix, that is, we need more registered nurses, more allied health staff, better continuity, so we can't have this situation with large pools of casual staff going from home to home, taking COVID with them, which has been one of the systemic problems. We need incentives for staff to stay working in this sector and to develop relationships with their residents. And unless we address those systemic issues, we will never make aged care safe in the way that it needs to be safe.
And is that the federal government's responsibility?
It's 100% the federal government's responsibility. Federal government is very keen to say that it's the responsibility of aged care providers, but actually the government needs to provide extra funding to pay for staff salary increases. And when you're a low-paid worker and you will be paid more to work in a supermarket, then you are put yourself at exposed risk in an aged care sector it's not surprising that workers have been leaving the sector in droves.
The government says it's got 37,000 free places for training to work in aged care. Is that a realistic part of a solution in your view?
One of the problems that the sector's had is that it's been reliant on a very cheap workforce coming in from overseas. So having the borders closed has really exacerbated a problem that sat there for a long time. We can train as many people as we like, but if they hate the job once they get there, they're not valued and remunerated properly, they won't stay.
And I just want to go back to the rapid antigen tests, because the government says it's got 89 million ordered to come through this month to support aged care workers. Is that going to change the dynamic of COVID coming into homes, do you think?
Rapid antigen tests have got the potential to be a game changer in aged care, but so far it's been very hit and miss. Easy access is absolutely necessary to protect residents, and we do want a situation where the home's open, families can come and visit, and everybody does a rapid antigen test at the door, but they're still only providing them to homes once they have an outbreak. I want the government to move to a position that understands that it's got a responsibility for prevention as well.
Good to speak with you, Cathy. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Professor Cathy Egar from the University of Wollongong.